said with the size of the booth, you can't see really beyond the 40-yard line to one side of the field. So just enjoy the night off. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and guaranteed she's not listening to us right now.
She was actually listening last week.
Was she?
Yes.
I think she lied to me.
I don't know. Well, for the first 2 weeks, we found ourselves watching the Greater Thumb East play out. Now we shift our attention to the Greater Thumb West with USA and Lakers squaring off on the gridiron. There's much more to come, so keep locked on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services, the Patriots on the road, taking on the Lakers.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Vehicle repairs? Contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They not only do heating, cooling, and air conditioning repair, they offer full-service mechanic work, cars, trucks, semis, RVs, along with all types of agricultural equipment. They have a new state-of-the-art Matco 1234YF unit, so they can fix any air conditioning system in any vehicle.
This is Gary Rocci. We have the equipment, parts, and expert knowledge to get the job done. So if you're getting a little hot under the collar, contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe or call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And now also our replays in podcast form. Just go to WLWSports.com and click on the podcast tab, or wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. It's now time for the Media Roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley. If you're looking for the latest models from Chevrolet, look no further than Thompson Chevrolet. Find new roads. Joining me tonight via text message from the Huron County View, the Chris Wallace of the Roundtable, Paul P. Adams. our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen. Deep in the Minden Swamp, the Bay Thumb region's top spotter, Dan Benke, and our reigning Media Roundtable champion and director of sports information, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our area's games, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Dan Benke hit the differential right on the money last week, so he is tied with Mr. Doug Cole, each with one victory this season.
Well, congratulations to Dan. I don't know if he's listening. He should be proud. It's time for starting another streak for me, I guess.
Yeah, it's time for me to get on the board, but it's tough when the guy nails it right on before you even get a chance to pick. So hopefully my early pick this week will hit.
And Paul Adams, of course, is covering the Caseville game tonight, so he will be here on the second half, sounds like. But he sent in his report, and we'll start out with him. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game at the WLW Sports Network. Winners deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Dan won last week, he will go last, so tonight's order is Paul P. Adams leading off, followed by Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and then Dan Benke. So let me pull off the lock and key on Paul's pick here. He says this is a difficult game to pick, with each team starting the season with impressive wins. USA shut out the Lakers for the first time since 2004 last year. According to Paul P. Adams, that won't happen again. Both teams are vastly improved, but Paul P. Adams gives a slight edge to the Lakers. They are a little more diverse offensively and defensively as well, and they have been dominant. Paul P. Adams' pick is Lakers 30, USA 16, a 14-point victory, according to Paul P. Adams, for the Lakers. Now Dave Hansen.
I tell you what, I look at everything that I've seen through 2 weeks and looking at these two rosters, and everything to me screams identical. We have a massive offensive line on both sides, very senior-heavy teams. They had very few seniors that graduated last year, a ton of talent in both backfields. Both teams are going to play fairly new quarterbacks, so everything on these two teams line up the same. The Laker offense is very hard to follow. USA is your typical wing T offense. And Paul P. Adams and I usually seem to be in the same area code with who we like and by how much. And you can tell we haven't hung out lately because we are on different ends of the spectrum tonight. That 38-0 game is still lingering. I still need to see that this Laker team can stick together, stay away from penalties and unnecessary turnovers. And when that happens, can they rebound? So I like the road team in this one. Give me the Patriots, 32-24 in a four-quarter dogfight.
All right, we already have some indecision between our experts. Paul P. Adams with 14 for the Lakers. Dave Hansen in the books with a 32-24 USA victory by 8 points. Doug Cole, you're up.
Oh, this is a tough game to choose because obviously both teams are really good, but we don't know too much because both teams' first two games, the competition wasn't the best. So I think I'm going to go with the home team here. I got Lakers winning in a thriller,
32-28.
Yes.
A 4-point victory for the Lakers, according to Doug Cole. So, all right, so we got 2 for Lakers, 1 for USA. Now we have Dan Banky's pick. And Dan says, well, he unfortunately does not know a whole lot, but with the research that he found, he's going with his gut feeling. He thinks it's going to be a back-and-forth game, but at the end, Dan Benke thinks USA will hold off Lakers and win. He's saying USA 27, Lakers 20. So a 7-point victory, according to Dan Benke, for the USA Patriots. So we have our experts have spoken. We have 2 for Lakers and 2 for USA. Paul P. Adams at the high end with Lakers by 14, 30-16. Doug Cole with Lakers by 4 points, 32-28. On the other side of the ball, USA, Dan Benke and Dave Hansen. Dan Benke saying USA 27-20 with 7 points. Dave Hansen, USA 32-24 by 8 points. Now, Dave, let's take a look at other area games across the region taking place this week. And we'll start in 8-player football. Kingston at Deckerville. Now, this is a little bit different story than last year's matchup between Kingston and Deckerville. Kingston 0-2, struggling so far this season. Deckerville 2-0, coming off of a forfeiture win last week.
Kingston got their lunch handed to them last week, and I see more of the same. This Deckerville team isn't quite up to the standard they've been the last 5 years, but it's still a pretty darn good Deckerville team, and they should win handily.
Mayville hosts New Haven Merritt, who's 0-2. The Wildcats 2-0.
And it's going to stay the same way. Mayville gets to 3-0.
Burton Atherton at Morris. Morris got their first victory of the season in their first game of the season last week. He was 1-0. Burton Atherton 0-2.
Morris still might be the best team in eight-player football. Give me Morris.